ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So, after going out for book distribution, which is the... There's so many aspects of book distribution that are mentioned in Shastra as being beneficial. For instance, you'll find in the Nectar of Devotion, in the section that talks about the importance of humility and cultivating humility in the practice of bhakti, that certain very even wealthy people who, when they became devotees, went out and went door to door begging. Not begging for themselves, but begging for Krishna. Because when you go out into public and you meet people, they can say yes, no, they can say get out of here. And this is one of the ways that you learn to tolerate. And also, we meet people who are good-hearted. We met so many today that were good-hearted, that just when we presented in a way that they could appreciate, they immediately embraced it and wanted to have it. And that also gives us faith, because we see oftentimes, oh, this person's more enthusiastic than I am. Or it renews our feeling of wanting to know Krishna in just a simple, innocent way, like the people that we meet when we go out. And in all different ways, when we're distributing books, it becomes purifying for ourselves. And one of the best things to do after distributing books is to come together just like this and hear from everyone who was there what were your realizations, what were your frustrations, where were your breakthroughs, what did you see that you felt was helpful to you? You saw something you hadn't seen before, for instance, a way of presenting that helped you and things like that. So let's take a little time. We'll start with you because you were so good out there today. Okay. You really did a nice job. And he was teaching the mantras. Because we're live streaming this, then say your name so that the devotees who are watching online know who you are.
Okay, so I'm Swarnabh. So what I thought was good was me and some other friends were distributing books to apartment houses. So what we thought at the end, like near the end, so what happened was these apartments had three levels, right? Each. So what happened was we divided into three groups. So one would take the top floor, one would take the middle floor, and one would take the bottom floor.
And say more about that. How did it work out, taking top, middle, and bottom?
So because of that, we could go much three times as quicker.
So, Arnab.
Pornab.
Swarnab. Swarnab or Swarnam?
Swarnab.
Okay. It took me five tries. But Swarnab, what is your overall impression of the importance of organization and management for and in success in book distribution?
So what I think is if you organize and if you plan it all out before you actually go, then you already know what to do. You don't have to like say or let's do this or while the person who you're trying to talk to is in front of you, so that you don't have to waste time.
Okay, good. Sort of, do you feel an inclination towards that kind of service? Like, do you see yourself and some of the of your colleagues here, young colleagues, you know, working on these kinds of things, thinking about how to do it better, how to make improvements, places to go?
Yeah, I like, overall, I like book distribution.
Okay. So, you know, as we move forward, you guys are going to take a kind of a leadership role in some ways, so you'll practice doing that. Thank you very much. It was a really nice reflection. Okay, we're not going to go like around the room, but we'll go for whoever would like to go next. But just wait till we go all the way around until you go for seconds, just in case. But everyone has something to reflect back, like, oh, I didn't get to go out, I got left behind because, you know, fill in the blanks. Or I went out and I went this place and then I saw this and I heard that. Go ahead. Yes?
Hare Krishna. So I like the way you were able to glue yourself with the person and take his attention 100% on you, so that you can give your 100% attention to him. And I mean, I learned that from you, which was awesome for me. And I'm going to apply that kind of experience that I have seen in my book distribution also. I'm trying to improve that quality that I don't have, which I saw in you.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Great. And remember to say your name for the devotees who are watching online.
I'm Vishal. I live in Germantown, Maryland.
Germantown. What's going on in Germantown? Okay. Hey, keep going.
This is Vinay Nitaida. I'm from Boston. Me and Tandi Ganga Mataji and Sri Ganga Mataji did outside Walmart. It was very good outside today. People are very welcoming, and then there's so many books have been. What main one thing I observed is when we look into their eyes, and then once they understand that we're not really there for their money, then they open up. And
if they keep that closer.
If they think that we're trying to sell something, they try to block. But if once they understand that we're not after the money, trying to really help them, trying to help them be peaceful and less stress and anxiety, then they open up and they're taking it. Yeah.
So people actually feel what your intention is, right? It comes through your eyes and through your countenance. They can tell. That's a very important point. Thank you.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. My name is Madan Murali Das, and I'm from Birmingham, Maryland. And one thing actually I noticed, like when you said accept rejection, and when you try to oppose it, it will build some kind of negative energy, and it blocks the further conversation. Mm-hmm. So accept the rejection. So that's a that's a very powerful tool.
Yes, and actually the exact instruction that I gave was to honor objections. Accepting is part of that, but honoring is even a little more proactive. When people offer an objection, like I don't have time, first honor the fact that they don't have time, and then you can keep presenting if they allow you. But if... Or, for instance, I said if somebody rejects the book and gives it back, honor their rejection of the book and take it back. You can then give them another one, but you can't give them the same one because it'll be an insult. They've already rejected it, and if you say take it back, then what you're doing then in their eyes is imposing your will upon them. So you have to honor their mindset and accommodate that. The path of least resistance. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, honor objections. Like, I'm not interested. Oh, I really appreciate that. We're actually only looking for people who aren't interested. Okay. All right. Look, keep going. Yes. Remember to say your name and where you're from.
I'm Radhika Mohan, and I'm from Germantown, Maryland. There were many things to learn while we were doing book distribution. It was like a movie could be made on it, the whole thing. We met a man who was, he had a truck, and he said, I've been admiring your truck for a while. And so you made a connection first, and then more than anything else, I saw that you also added some sense of humor throughout. It was light energy. It wasn't that my intention is to just give the book, but rather build a relationship. So I think there was a man, an Afro-American man, who said that, oh, I like this man, he said to you. So I think even though he didn't have money, he built a connection, and I think that was a very positive point for me, that as soon as somebody rejects, so we, as Madan Murali was saying, it's like we don't belong now to each other. So that was not the feeling. You take it or you don't take it, but we belong to each other. So that was a very nice point as well.
Thank you very much. Just a slight extension on that point, as a principle, that looking for, if one looks for the things that the person is engaged in and you appreciate them, like Prabhupada used to say, love me, love my dog. So you can't, for instance, if you saw a senator walking down the street, if you just approached directly and said, oh, you know, Senator Flake, such and such, this and that, that they might be put off. But if you come up and you say, excuse me, sir, that's a really beautiful dog, then they'll, oh, thank you very much. Then you can make the relationship. You go through. So a man is his truck. So I saw the truck, and I really appreciated the truck. And when he was approaching, I said, you know, we've been standing here for a while admiring your truck. And he was like, really? Okay. And whatever it is, if you admire what the person is attached to, or what, you know, their occupation is, or the insignia they're wearing on their shirt or their hat, if you do that first, it starts to make a connection, a personal connection that you can then it becomes a something where they'll trust you to be able to pass something on. Yes.
Hare Krishna. My name is Aruna. I'm living in Germantown, and I like you always follow the script and exact word and with the humor. So might be that attract people with a short word and more humor. That's right.
It's a catchy thing. Yeah. Little humor at the end was, what do you do professionally? They'll say, you know, I'm a plumber. And then we show that picture in the Bhagavad Gita of the yogi popping out of his head, and you go, wow, look at this guy, used to be a plumber. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Bhakti Lata. I live in Germantown, Maryland.
What's going on in Germantown?
It's because look at Prabhupada's here.
Yes.
I also started off at Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
And with Sugna Mataji. And we were there like, should I ask this person? Should I ask that person? By the time we, you know, realized like people just keep passing by us, and so it was. But then I came to the other plaza where you were doing like you did not pause. Like there was just hard like 5 second gap between one person and the other, and for a little while we did that in Walmart. Then it builds momentum. Like when we keep asking, don't let the mind, you know, oh, this person is having a big bag, maybe he won't take. Like something, it could be anything. Like, you know, maybe there is that. So that momentum was really, I like that.
I like your point, because there is a practice when you go out where you can just turn off your mind, the discriminating factor, because the mind will accept and reject this yes, that no. But if you just say all yes, and all I'm doing is I'm an instrument. I don't have any emotion in it. I'm not deciding. I'm leaving it up to them to decide. And I like the way you put that, that then you can develop momentum. And you can actually do this. You can make a vow when you go out, I'm going to talk to everybody. Or at least I'll approach everybody and give them a chance. In a very methodical but dispassionate way, I'll present to each person. And when you do that, when you stop accepting rejection, there's no more fear. Because it's all on. It's not deciding in between and trying to discriminate.
Hi, I'm Christina. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Jai.
And I like how you left a good impression with the people who didn't get a book. So that way it still plants a seed and it gives them a positive connection with the Bhagavad Gita. So when they come across it again, they'll be like, oh, that book, those people, let me check this out. So I liked that everybody got the same impression from you, whether they got a book or not, they got the same wonderful impression from you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yes, and when we do that, when we make it our prime directive to leave everyone with a good impression, it leaves us in a clean consciousness also. And I'd add also that it's important to redefine what we consider success. First of all, just going out is success. And just touching the pavement is success, because it's hard to go out in one way, because there are a lot of other things to do. And it's also facing your fears that what's going to happen when I go out? We really don't know. And then there's all kinds of thoughts like, I have to perform, I have to do well, otherwise what will people think of me? To overcome all those things and just go out and do your duty is a big deal. And if you define success as leaving people with a good impression, whether they take a book or don't take a book, it takes a lot of pressure off you. You're not thinking that if they take a book, it's successful, and if they don't, it's unsuccessful. Keshav, and then we're going to Arindama right after that.
My name is Keshav, and then as Sona mentioned, that I was also doing the in the apartment, and these even though some people didn't take the book, they still gave money, and they also distributed one book.
Okay, Arindama's had his hand up for a little while, and then we'll come right back to you, Tari Niganga.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. One thing that I really thought would be what best was when I saw you introduce yourself that I'm from California, where are you from? And when we make a point, when a person is about to make a donation, when we say that we are not doing this for making money, but we are acting as a donation because anything you give back would connect you to the spiritual world. So this was a very practical way of implementing what we are saying, because in a way we are trying to attempt to connect to that person and leave that impression as well. Because if we first start by giving the book directly, it in a way creates an impression that we are trying to sell.
Yes.
And just one very important realization that what I thought was crucial in when we apply that in our spiritual life is when I started doing door-to-door book distribution is when sometimes when people don't open or give some kind of obnoxious remarks, it's it's the same thing we have been doing to Krishna, that he's been knocking in our doors since time immemorial, and we are I'm sorry, I'm busy, I don't have time right.
Yes, very good realization. Thank you. Hare Krishna. And this, just as far as procedurally how to present the books, it's a couple of points. One is that if you qualify people first, they'll know why you're handing them the book. And therefore, I ask a question that's not a yes or no question. If you walk up to someone and say, are you interested in yoga? And they say no, then it's okay, goodbye. But if you ask an open-ended question, I'm from California, where are you from? That's something you can answer without saying yes or no. And whatever they say qualifies them, because as far as I'm concerned, wherever they're from, that's good enough. Then when you hand the book over, they feel this is the reason that I'm being handed the book. Another point I like to make in all training sessions is don't hold the book in your hand when you approach people. Otherwise, you're telegraphing, and they'll see you from all the way down the street with your book in your hand like that, and they'll go, oh, they're after me. They got a book. They want to hand it. I always keep it in my bag or have somebody else hold it. And after they express where they're from and they're qualified, that's when I bring the book out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they keep it under my arm. But don't go after people like this. That's right. Okay.
This is Tarini Ganga, and we went to Walmart.
Which city are you from?
Germantown.
What's going on in Germantown? How do you go? Okay.
And we distributed a few books there, and the thing I realized that when we were distributing the books, there is some kind of connection between them somehow. When they took the book, they were very appreciative and just said, yeah, this is so good that you're doing, and we are suffering so much. And then I could feel there's some connection with them, but people who didn't take the book, I didn't feel any connection with them. But they were really, very appreciative, and they said, you guys are doing good. good job and keep on doing like that.
I'd like to say the same thing. You're doing a really good job. Please keep doing it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. My name is Shama Bhakti Devi Dasi and I'm also from Germantown.
Germantown!
So I have two comments. One is that going for book distribution with you especially is a celebration. It's a celebration of lifetime. It's so nice to see you and everybody, you know, everyone feels so happy. So, and you give equal opportunity to everybody, especially the kids. I think they, like, not only the people, they had the good impression. In fact, all of us who were doing the service, they had a really good impression for lifetimes. And the second thing was that we also went for book distribution in the apartments. And we met one Pakistani person and one Muslim. I don't know which country he was from. So as soon as we approach people from different religions, especially from Pakistan or, you know, Muslim, both of us, like the person and the book distributor, I mean, we also feel little, you know, hesitation, like, you know, what is going to happen? We have a different religion. So, but we had a very good experience. The Pakistani person, he was a little bit apprehensive in the beginning. And he didn't take Bhagavad Gita, and I could feel like how every conditioned soul, their heart is, you know, so clenched. It's so tightly closed. And being a book distributor, it's our job, it's our, you know, service to open that heart, to open their heart, and to open, you know, our hearts also. So slowly he started opening. And he didn't take Bhagavad Gita, but then I gave him higher taste and he accepted it and he gave donation. And the other person, he was also Muslim, but he was quite open and he took a Bhagavad Gita. So it was a very good experience.
Wow. Wow. Start over and keep the microphone management. If it's touching your chin, you're okay. In fact, if it's right here, you're in a good position.
Arkita, we good. Have... That's fine. Okay, Arkita, I'm from Germantown.
Haribo!
A lot of people rejected it, and like they always think something like, "Oh no, thank you." But like you can see on their faces that they really don't want to. So what would she do at that time? We try giving other books, but they don't accept it at all.
Well, it really depends on the circumstance. So, you know what happens? Oftentimes, if you know, in any individual circumstance, that there's a key. To open the interaction with most people, or with at least a certain percentage of people. And the more you know the key to the interaction for each kind of person, then the more successful you'll be, and the fewer people will say no. The first level is you go out and you just look for the ripe fruits. That means people who are already inclined and friendly, and if you present it, they'll just take it. Anybody can do that, and all you have to do is sift through a lot of people, or more people anyway, and then you'll be successful. Everybody will be successful. But then, if you learn a little more by watching, especially watching others who have had more experience, then you'll find that there are different kinds of people, and each one of them has a key that opens up the transaction. For instance, I met some people from different countries this time, and because I'm used to working with a variety of people from different kinds of countries, I know what to say in order to open the conversation. And so if you just walk up to somebody from another country and you recognize where they're from and you present, well, for instance, just like Indians. When I went into the pharmacy, Nirkula tipped me off. She said there are Indians running the pharmacy at the end of the hallway. So when I went in there, those of you who were there had noticed, and I mentioned it afterwards, but I'll say it again. is I didn't hand him a book. Because if you go in and hand an Indian a book, they'll feel that you're condescending to them. They'll also feel, everyone feels guilty anyway, that's a human condition. And if you start handing over a Bhagavad Gita to a Gujarati, their guilt will really come out because they're thinking like, I really should be doing this, and now somebody else is giving me a Bhagavad Gita. And what comes out then is rejection. It's like, no, 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 no. So I didn't hand them anything. And I don't hand Indians anything, just as an example. But I just explain to them something they already know. And I note that. I said, you know better than me that the world's problems can only be solved from a spiritual level. And I explain the work that we're doing, printing Bhagavad Gitas, making them available to people all over the world and so forth. And I tell them very straightforwardly, we're fundraising. And I say, each one of these shops is like a flower. And we're like bees. And we're just taking a little bit from every shop. And he goes, okay. Cash register open, he gave a donation. Then we pile on all the gifts. And now I'm giving this as an example. The way to open the heart of a Gujarati is not to go up and say, here, take this Bhagavad Gita, because they'll close down right away, in most cases. So in the same way, there's a key to each type of person. And when you learn that key, you develop your repertoire. And do you know how to, you know what repertoire means? Yeah. You guys have a dictionary? What does it mean?
It's like the stuff you kind of made in that. Kind of storage on what you made.
Okay. Who's got a dictionary? Anybody's got a smartphone has a dictionary, so. Look up repertoire. That's the word for the day. You all write it down, okay? We'll talk about it later. Okay, so keys to each person. You can increase your percentage. Go right ahead.
Krishna, my name is Aniti. I'm from Germantown, Maryland. Haribo! So, you should honor the objection. Like, when I go to festivals, when I go to read books, there was one time a lady, I said, I mean, because you look very spiritual in your eyes. And she said, you say that to everybody. And I was like, I know, right? Everybody looks so spiritual. So you just have to honor the objection.
Well done. Keep going. Who else? Who hasn't spoken yet? Scott.
I'm Scott from Delaware.
Delaware! Haribo!
Thank you so much, all of you, for having me. And I'm new and very new to book distribution. And I was apprehensive about doing it on my own because, in my mind, people don't like preaching and but it was very inspiring to see that people do want to be preached to if it's in the right manner. There were so many people that are very receptive and happy, and it was just a wonderful experience. Thank you.
You know, I just say that one of the best things that can happen when you go out for an initial training session is to get some confidence that actually people really do want this. Because the mind always tells us that nobody likes me, nobody wants this, I'm just going to be interrupting everybody. But you see a couple of things when you go out into public. First of all, you're not really interrupting anything. People are bored out of their minds. They're sitting and watching TV, or they're going from place to place, and they're wishing, you know, let something really good happen in my life. But it's not. And the second thing is when you see, you know, these interactions, when somebody actually knows how to present a book, then you think, oh, I can see, this could be done. And if you have those two things, then all you have to do is practice and you'll get better and better. Okay, who else? No questions yet, because we still have to finish all the reflections. Everyone reflect, though, and make it snappy. Boom, 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 come on. More, more. Yes. No? Okay. Who hasn't reflected yet? Just go ahead and reflect. Okay.
So whenever I go out for book distribution, whenever we knock a door or I see I'm approaching a person, my heart starts beating fast. And you know, because it's, as you say that, it's, we don't know what we're going to, you know, get in return, you know, that my person might reject me. And I've noticed that it, whatever the experience may be, whether it's a rejection or an acceptance, but it's always, it doesn't go down as negative in my heart. It's always in a good way. And I kind of, at the end of the day, I always feel good. There's never a negative feeling in my heart that today was not a good day. I never had that feeling. It's really very helpful that, you know, but I always appreciate that whenever I go out, my heart starts beating faster, and then it helps me focus more, be more attentive to what I'm doing. And it's always a very good experience for me.
Thank you very much. The yagya is powerful. Yes.
I just wanted to add that the kids did a very good. They were with us and the partners.
Kids rock.
They were very confident when they were talking. There was this one. He was in his probably early 20s. This guy, he came out and Swarnabh and Kartavya. They kind of explained him, and he was very happy and he was appreciating that, you know, kids are doing this. So I really like that. They were very good.
People do like the kids. Who hasn't gone yet? She's ready. Go ahead.
Okay. I distributed a lollipop for Shannon. She gave me $1.
I just want to mention something about donations. Now, when I give seminars these days about book distribution, I always start with talking about donations, because this is the where the rubber meets the road. It's sort of the sticking point. Anybody can go out and pass out books for free when you say donations. Well, why do you ask for donations? Was it even spiritual? And the answer is that, I mean, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, don't give this to people who aren't austere or devoted. In other words, there has to be some kind of cultivation of the field before you put the seed in. And what Prabhupada suggested to us was when people offer something in return for a book, then when they walk away, they'll be much more inclined to go within it. And as I say, when I'm asking people for donations, this is an ancient principle called dakshina. And when you give something in return for spiritual knowledge, then you'll deeply appreciate it. And so this asking for donations or accepting them, you know, when people want to give them, is a way that actually connects us in a much deeper way to people. So it's important to remember that as I think of it, I don't want to deprive people of the opportunity to offer something by opening the door and suggesting that we do accept donations. And oftentimes when people don't have anything to give monetarily, which is, it's really just a symbolic gesture, because what is money anyway? It's an instrument that says that that somebody exchanged their hard work for and they're handing it over as a gesture. But oftentimes when people were very interested, they paid attention, I said, well, that's okay, you paid attention. So, you know, take it with you and read it. So that principle of accepting something in return or even suggesting it is a principle that is meant to connect us and help them connect with the books and the previous teachers. There's a couple more out there who haven't reflected yet. And if you didn't go out, please reflect what you saw, everyone getting ready, and what you felt and what you thought of it. That means nobody's off the hook. Okay, go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, my name is Suhani. I'm from Germantown.
Haribo!
They feel like they have to read it because
they use their money, and if they don't use it, then it's like useless to pay the money. So if it's like free, they don't care about it.
That's true. And Prabhupada told the story of the boy going around. He had first class mangoes, and he was offering them to people out of a feeling of charity, and they all said, no, 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 thank you. But then he said, okay, they're 50 rupees each. And people were like, oh, mangoes, I'll take, how many can I take? And it became much more valuable in people's minds. Nice point. Thank you very much. Well done. Behind me. Who hasn't gone yet? You haven't. Go ahead. Yeah, we really want to hear what you have to say. It's really, you're all amongst friends and family. We all went out together. We're actually interested in your experience, what you saw or heard. Just say your name and where you're from. And then any thoughts you had about what happened today or what you saw. She's about to go, and then you, go ahead. Just tell me, how was your day today?
Good.
What was good about it? Name one thing you thought was good or interesting.
Hare Krishna, I'm Swanika. I'm from Germantown, Maryland.
Haribo! You know what? We really liked having you out there. It was so nice seeing you there. Thank you for coming.
Hare Krishna. My name is Sanjeev. I'm from Germantown. Today it was a very good experience. And we went for the Buddhist distribution, and we were able to distribute lots of Bhagavad Gita, except the last one we left in our bag. So that was a very good experience with Kenthan Prabhu Shamukti Mataji. One of the very good good method what we saw with the kids was Shamukti Mataji. Whenever we were approaching the any door with the kids, she mentioned that the kids are under training. So in that way, we were given the scope of the mistake for the kids, and they were able to say whatever they were saying. And then we were pinching in whenever needed. So in that way, they were explaining everything, and then we were taking over whenever there was any chance of addition needed. So that was a really good approach.
That's good. That's really nice. I think we should wear little badges that say your name and then say trainee. Hi, I'm a trainee. Yes?
Oh, I'm Vanita from Baltimore.
Here comes the microphone. From Baltimore. Haribo! Hold it close. Got to turn it on and hold it close.
I went book distribution door to door one with Mother Shyama Bhakti, and we knocked on a door. There was an American who opened the door, and Mother Shyama Bhakti was giving all the details about the book. And when we asked for a donation, when we asked for a donation, he said, "I don't have any money, no cash," and he said, and Mother said, "We can take cards." And the reply he said was, "I got laid off." And that moment I realized, I feel like we were acting as an instrument, and Krishna was there sending us to him to transform his life, is what I felt.
Mm.
That's one thing. And then when we went to book distribution with you, I was having a thought when there was one guy, I mean, he was with the skating board. I felt somehow I felt that he would not take the book. So that kind of opinion I have initially before approaching the person, oh, he might not take it, or this person would not take it. But then when he said about that he read some yoga stuff, and I was so surprised. So that made me feel like, okay, we should not have an opinion before.
Yeah. I know, I remember that too. And, you know, it's just so interesting. One thing I was thinking was, never count out the living entity. Because they're part and parcel of Krishna. They can really surprise you. Because they're actually not from this world. And whatever external covering they have, you never, never know, you know, what's going to come out. No matter what external mode they may seem to be in. And that's what's interesting about this service is actually adopting the vision that Krishna recommends in the Bhagavad Gita to see everybody as spiritual souls. Every body we approach is actually a temple of worship because the living entity is there and Krishna is there. And this is the highest kind of worship that one can do, is by giving transcendental knowledge to the living entity that's within the heart of the body. Very nice. Well done. Hare Krishna. Oh, good. Yes. We got to turn that on. Somehow it's off again. There you go.
Hi, my name is Sugandha. I'm from Maryland. I went on book distribution. We approached about like 15 people. We distributed around 4 books.
Wow, 4 out of 15. That's pretty good.
So I felt that we should not be disappointed because Krishna is looking at our intention rather than the result. So I was okay with hearing out, seeing that like people not getting that. But the other thing is that people were so busy that they did not want to like even spend a second talking with you. I felt that people are so busy. But then people were saying that, oh, I don't like to read books. So then Mataji suggested that we can say that having this in your house will just bring auspiciousness. Even if you don't read, you can give it out as a gift or your kids can read. But just having it in your house can bring auspiciousness.
Very good, very good. Bravo. Josefina.
Oh, yes. Oh, hi, yes. Turn it on.
Just leave it on, don't turn it off when you pass it on.
Oh, hi, I'm Josefina. I'm from Puerto Rico here in Maryland. I had an experience today that I had never had. Actually, it was knocking on doors, and it was an Indian gentleman. And he told me that he didn't know where that money was going when I asked him to give a contribution, being Indian, you know, he wasn't taking the Gita. But then I explained to him what we do. And he said, I still don't know where that money goes. That's when I thought, oh, I need to go around knocking on doors with the information there of the places where we place the Bhagavad Gita, prisons, hospitals, hospices, nursing homes, colleges, and so forth. Now maybe I should walk around with a list of those places, because in that case, and I have never come across anybody actually raising that particular concern. I don't know if anybody here has experience with that kind of concern. It actually surprised me.
Every once in a while someone will say that. And you can tool up to accommodate somebody like that. But as you're saying yourself, it's the first time you met somebody who did that. And oftentimes when you have somebody who brings up a point that it's 1 out of 200 or 1 out of 300, it may not be necessary to, although, you know, it's a good idea that you're able to answer that. It becomes part of your repertoire. And but it doesn't mean because there's an anomaly or because somebody says no to one particular thing, you don't have to worry about it because most people don't say that. Most people say, you know, I don't have any cash, or then we say we take credit cards, and the most common, there's some things like people will say, oh, I don't feel like giving out my credit card on the street, as if there's a difference between that and going to a gas station or something like that. But there's answers to all these things. There are answers. I remember when way back in the 70s when we were going to concerts and parking lots and stuff, my friend Kesha Bharti, Maharaj, he was Das at the time, but people say, we tell where the money goes, and they say, well, I really don't know where it goes, and he goes, well, I got a solution. He goes, what? He said, you can make yourself really small, and you can get on the bill and just follow it. You can see where it goes. And they go, all right, all right. Okay, who is next? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. My name is Anjana. I'm from Germantown, over here.
Germantown.
It's my second time I distribute a book.
Oh, wow.
I always like scared to distribute a book,
But Prem Prabhu always asked me, you can do it, you just give it one. You just give, try, give it down. So one time we went to a festival, he asked me, that was my first time when I distributed a book, a meditation kit. He told me, okay, like people are standing there, you don't have to say anything, just go and say, this is a meditation book, and you just take it. I just give my donation. That was my first experience. Mm. Like, again, a second time, I was in his group. Again, Shyamakrishna Mataji knocked on the door and a person didn't open the door. So we were standing outside and suddenly he came. They were going somewhere. I just approached them and I asked him, like, can I have your 2 minutes, please? He said, no, I cannot talk to you. I have to go and run away. I said, okay, I'll just take only 1 minute. I tried my best to explain the things to him. And he understand, he liked it. And he took a book and he gave a donation. And after that, I like knocked like 3 or 4 doors. And 2 people opened the door and they gave a donation. And they took a book. I tried my best to explain the things. And yeah.
Big day. Congratulations.
He's my inspiration. Wherever I saw him, it gave me a strength to continue my Krishna consciousness and of course with Vitarvadi and Loka Bhagya.
Haribo!
She's always like, whenever I doubt anything, I just open my heart and pray for her.
That's a Guya Makheti Prichiti, one of the most important aspects of devotional service. To have devotees that you can open your heart to. Yeah, the other. Mataji, what's that?
Radhikana Mataji is like, I always open my heart to my God's
wishes. Good work. Very nice. Okay. Timing?
4 o'clock.
Then?
Lunch.
Okay. Lunch, rest, go.
Lunch, go, go.
LRG. Lunch, rest, and go. Okay. Anybody else? Everyone got a chance to comment? Okay. Did you think it was a good idea that we all went on book distribution today? Was it good? Do you think it was a good thing that we did what we did today? Okay, we'll take that. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Are these small or large?
They're not very large.
Okay, there's 2 sizes.
Oh.
These are small. I have large upstairs in case there's any big people. Okay, so we're just finishing comments. And you've been waiting. Go ahead, you give the last word.
We print more Bhagavad Gitas and we place it in motels, hospitals, and prison houses. They actually give donations, like more donations than I've personal experience of that.
Personal experience. Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that. So it was a good day because we all worked together and it's an experience we'll never forget. And whenever we do the yajna, do some kind of sacrifice for Krishna, and we're very clear that it's an authorized way to do sacrifice, then you feel kind of satisfaction in your heart that you don't get in any other way. So this is one of the most powerful Sankirtan teams in all of North America. Keep growing and helping one another and going on distributing books, first and foremost for your own purification. Go out because of what it makes of you to do that. And also, be kind friend to all people and leave everyone with a good impression. Remember that the first step is just to touch the pavement. You don't have to prove yourself in any way. We're not after big numbers or anything like that. If you just do it as service and try to connect with people on a spiritual level, then all success will be there. And I like your points about organizing. And the more that you organize it, the more that it's seamless when we go out, and we have fewer inconveniences when we plan ahead. Oh, I just wanted to mention a couple of things really quick, and one was, you know, having the slider out there today was really good. Having at least one person in every group who's a CPA, or at least our, you know, we tell people, this is our CPA who takes care of all the transactions and is ready to go. And also, these cards I've been using on Sankirtan, so when I meet people, each one is for a different website, wherever you want them to land. You can also have them land on a Google spread, Google Sheet where they can put their name, and there's a template there. And these really help because you can just pull them out and say, just, you know, take a picture of this, or if they have a phone with the app on it, they just hit it, and then next thing they're in the place that you want them to go. This is in the realm of organizing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're organized, you have things prepared. And the other thing I wanted to point out is that, you know, wherever I go, I also carry these language cards with me. I didn't use them today, but oftentimes I do. This ring of cards has a plethora of languages from around the world with the scripts on them. You're all familiar with this? So if you meet somebody that speaks a different language, you can give them the language book that it corresponds. And it's good to get to know which ones they are, and then just show them the card. And when they see the card, then they'll take the book too. And that way you can increase your repertoire. Don't think that you can't approach every single kind of person, because you don't have to speak their language. You just have to have compassion in your heart and be prepared and organized, right? This is the organization team here, organization party. Gaur Premanande, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. They're supposed to stop right on the last note. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Vanchakalpa Vishya Kripa Sinabe Vichapati Tanam Bhavati Bhyo Vaishnabe Bhyo Namuna Mahananta
Kuri Almarman Natari Almarman Natari Almarman Natari Almarman. Hey! Natari Almarman Natari Almarman Natari Almarman, Natari Almarman.